welcome everyone to Kid Citizen. Welcome again to Kid Citizen. This is a student-led project through the CLC of Bedford and Farnham. I'm the coordinator, Holly Bailey, the host and producer of this series. The point of Kid Citizen is to get our students speaking out, having a voice in their community, and activating their citizenship. So we hope you enjoy as they share this special series and the space with you all. We head now to Farnham Elementary and meet up with the principal, Ms. Kathy Kazeni, who is also the English teacher for the grade 3s and 4s. So let's listen to what she has to say as we explore this umbrella series within Kid Citizen entitled Miss Kazeni's Animal Club.
Welcome to Miss Kazeni's Animal Project. We are a group of writers in grade 3 and 4 here at Farnham Elementary. And it's just interesting that with this project, I think this is really the project that turned us from students who were doing a writing assignment in class to writers in a writing community who are working collaboratively to make something amazing. And it's just interesting how this project started. It was just a simple animal project. We were learning how to use Google Slides. We were learning how to do research. And the project just grew from there. The kids were so excited about learning some new technology and showing their learning. And we decided after that that we wanted to take those animals that we had studied and turn them into a children's story that we would share with grade 1 and 2 so that we had a real purpose for our writing. And a part of being a writer is being able to make decisions about your writing and just engaging in that creative process and not just thinking about the technical side of writing. So it was really neat to have the students decide if they wanted to write alone, if they wanted to be in a collaborative team, how they wanted to present their writing. Did they want to make an actual paper book with hand-drawn illustrations? Did they want to use Google Slides to share their story? And actually, the class was kind of split 50-50 with several students deciding they wanted to do it on Google Slides and others prepared to just go the old-fashioned route, and they actually made physical books. And so not only was there writing and collaborating and peer editing and that whole excitement of knowing you're making a project for a real purpose, there was also this element of sharing and learning about fluency when we read out loud, when we present our ideas. So as the kids went and shared with grades 1 and 2, they got the feedback from other students. And I think it was a really valuable experience for them.
Welcome to Miss Kazeni's Animal Club! Yay!
Well, we're ready. I hope you are too. This first tale from Miss Kazeni's Animal Club crew is by Sam Vieyer. Enjoy.
Okay, tell me, my dear, what is the name of your story?
A Tale of Nono and Bob.
Nono and Bob. Okay, set the scene. Nono is what, a mechanic?
Nope.
What's Nono?
A cat.
A cat? And Bob?
He's a Komodo dragon.
Oh, of course, they'll make wonderful friends. I can't wait to find out. Now, how did you pick these two different animals?
Because one, cats are my favorite animals, but how I picked the Komodo dragon is that at first I had a partner. His name is FX, and his favorite animal is Komodo dragons. So we agreed that we would have those two animals. And he didn't like all the ideas, so he made his own story.
Ah, you guys decided, you know what, we're not going to collaborate on this. We're going to do our own, make our own vision happen, which is totally okay. Mm-hmm. And you like what you ended up with?
Yep.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it. You all set?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready? A Tale of Nono and Bob. Take it away, mister.
Once upon a time, there was a cat named Nono, a Komodo dragon named Bob, and a monkey named Monty. Nono and Bob were best friends. Nono lived in a plane and Bob lived in a forest. Nono was always weird and Bob was always crazy. They always played together. But one day, Bob and Nono got in a big fight. "Stop pushing me," said Nono. Nono was so scared, he ran up a tree and he got stuck. Then Bob tried to help Nono, but he got stuck too. They were panicking the whole day long. The next day, Monty heard them panicking. "Help us!" He came to the rescue, but instead he got stuck too. They tried to get down, but it did not work. 2 days later, they adapted to being stuck in the tree. Once in a while, they found a lot of food. Today, they found a big bottle of orange juice. Bob guzzled it all up in 1 second. "Save some for us, Bob," said Nono and Monty. "Well, it was just so good," said Bob. "Ugh," said Nono. "I wish I could have some." "Me too," said Monty. "Sorry," said Bob. "It's okay," Nono said. "Lunchtime," said Monty. "Not for me," said Bob. So they all had lunch except for Bob. They had delicious cake for dessert. "Yummy," said Monty. "This cake is good." So after that, they took a nap. "Wake up, sleepyheads," said Nono. "I'm going to tell you where I get all this food. All I have to do is sneak up into a house and grab food." 3 days later, "Ouch," said Monty. "I think I fell." "You did, Monty," said Nono. "You can help us now, right?" "I think so," said Monty. "I got an idea. I can make a ladder to help you." "Good," said Bob. "Build it out of branches." "Okay," said Monty. "I'm getting to work now." So Monty did as he said. But when he put the ladder on the tree, crunch! The ladder broke. "No," said Nono. "It's broken." "It's fine," said Monty. "I'll make another one." So Monty made another ladder. 2 hours later, "I'm done," said Monty. "Now I can get you down." So Monty put the ladder up, and this time, yay, it works, said Monty. So now Nono and Bob get down to celebrate it by dancing all night long.
The end?
Yep, the end.
Woo! Wow, that's an incredible story. How do you feel about it? I see a huge smile on your face.
It took a long time to do it, but when I was thinking about the story problem, I was like, oh, that's a good story problem.
So what is your problem in your story? Tell us about that.
Bob, Nono, and Monty all get stuck in a tree, and they stay there for a long time.
Okay.
Before they could actually get back down.
And how did they resolve getting back down? How did they figure it out?
Well, Monty fell down of the tree one day, and he got hurt, but it only took a few seconds, and then he was able to get back up.
Mm.
So he built a ladder to help them, but the first one broke.
Right.
So he had to build another one, and then it worked.
I'm hearing like really cool themes of like problem solving, collaboration between friends. Was that something you wanted to explore in your story?
Mm-hmm.
You did a really neat job. Because a cat and a Komodo dragon and a monkey, they don't normally hang out together.
Nope.
So then you seem like you were pulling from their different attributes, like one has a long tail, one can do this, one was thinking about different options. Did that come into your story process?
Mm-hmm.
So how did you pick your theme for the story? How did you come up with that?
Because I was thinking of very good places that are not they're not too much around here. I was like, a forest is not much around here because that forest is wet and damp a lot.
Okay.
And a plane, like a big flat ground a lot with one little farm at one end and the fields are huge. That would be a good one too.
Okay, that's a really cool word you used there, plain. I heard so much expression in your reading too. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Like you used your voice to show emotion and all kinds of stuff. Did you do a lot of practicing?
I read it 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
To my class and to grade 1 and 2.
Okay.
And I think I also did it at my house.
And did that help you to prepare for our special storytelling time?
It helped me prepare a lot.
Okay, I can really hear it. You did a stupendous job. Do you know what that means? Like wonderful, wickedly awesome. A really great job, Sam. Thank you so much. Yay!
Whee!
Sam Vieillard there, kicking off our series of Miss Kanzani's Animal Club. Up for you next, Cassandra Sans-Chagrin with Maxime Vincent Côté here on 99.1.
Okay, we have a really special new story here. Can you tell me who you guys are?
Cassandra Sans-Chagrin
and Maxime Vincent Côté.
Okay, what is the name of your story?
The Lost Animals.
The Lost Animals. And I understand you each picked a different animal?
Yeah. She chose a horse.
Okay.
I chose a wolf and a lizard.
Okay. So you picked a horse and you picked this dragon?
And the bearded dragon, a lizard, and the wolf.
Oh, boy. Do you want to tell us why you picked a horse, Cassandra?
Because it's one of my favorite animals.
So the Lost Animals.
What are you doing out here, said Mr. Wolf. Kate heard a thunderstorm and went zoom into the forest. And the rest of the animals went into the forest. Let's get out of here. Come with us. We are going to meet up in the middle of the forest. Then Mr. Wolf howled, ooh, and then everyone found each other. Everybody asked, are you okay? Yes, Kate said. We have to go back, Mr. Wolf said, but we got to find a way to get out of here, said Kate.
But we need to get some rest. It's almost the night, Mr. Wolf said. The next morning, the animals wake up, and they still try to find a way to get out of there.
The animals were astonished when they found an abandoned treehouse. They went in and found meat and water and eat and drink it. This place isn't so bad at all, after all, said Alex the bearded dragon. Let's live in it, said Kate the horse. Good idea, said Mr. Wolf. Now we need to eat and drink.
After eating, the animals heard a noise. Alex the bearded dragon went to find out what it was. He was surprised, and astonished means surprised. He was surprised that he saw a human lost in the forest. Alex was trained to talk to humans, so Alex asked the human to live with them in the treehouse. Mr. Wolf asked Alex to ask the human her name. She said her name was Jasmine, and she accepted their offer. They lived in the colossal giant treehouse, and Jasmine trained the animals to survive in the forest together.
The end.
Goodness, kids, that's awesome. Wow, I heard some really creative vocabulary in there. Like you had astonished and you knew what that means.
Colossal.
Colossal? What does colossal mean?
Big giant.
Wow.
And there was some of them were created by a wolf. They were already created, but when they say zoom, I said, It means onomatopoeia. It means sound like zoom, bang, ping, zip.
So you brought in the sounds and stuff.
Yeah.
Really nice. Was this fun to write?
Yeah, and that's all inside the treehouse.
Yeah, that's me that did that one. I did this one, and Maxim did all of them.
Now, would a horse, a bearded dragon, and a wolf normally be friends?
Well, they were friends. Like, we forgot to tell that, but we just made it. But they were like kind of friends when they were lost in the forest. The wolf was the property of the. He was the man. The wolf was the man that controlled the property of the forest. But he never went in. So he said, "What are you doing out here? It's dangerous. I don't know what's in there." So the animals. So a Kate heard a thunderstorm. She was scared. So she just went in there. So they had to stay there. And now they became all friends in the forest.
Okay.
And they chose to stay there.
Now you called the dragon Alex. You called the horse Kate. But the wolf stayed as Mr. Wolf. Why?
Because maybe
he's a Mr.
Yeah. Because he might be like the oldest.
He's the oldest and he owns the property? So he was kind of in charge?
Yeah. But okay. Jasmine was trying to there was actually four beds. Wait, there's four beds here? Because it's like Kate and Steve there, Mr. Wolf, and Alex the Bearded Dragon.
So you brought the human in to teach the animals how to
survive. Yeah, but they said that animals are no creature.
Maybe they know better than the people how to survive in the forest.
Yeah, but maybe she was a hunter or something like that. We made the Jasmine, and the animals were just like house pets. But another human, because Alex had another master. Everyone has masters. But after their masters, gone. And then they were all together, the wolf, the beer dragon, and Kate, and then they found the human. So now the human, maybe she was like a hunter or something, and the animals were just peaceful. So she trained them animals. And Alex Bearded Dragon was trained by his old master to talk to humans. So if the humans ask, "Are you lost? What happened?" Well, he can just say.
Yeah. He can communicate.
Yeah, okay. But the others cannot.
I hope that's clear for everyone. Thank you, Maxim, and thank you, Cassandra, for your awesome tale. This is the Kid Citizen series here on 99.1. Up next, we have Preston Harriet with his story called The Three Friends.
Okay, good day, Preston Harriet. How are you?
Good.
Good. And how old are you, Preston?
10.
10, and what grade?
3.
Okay, so you've prepared a really, really original story here.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
The Three Friends.
Are you all set?
Yeah.
Okay, take it away.
The Three Friends. Once upon a time, there were three friends who lived in the jungle, Ellie the elephant, Red Red the red panda, and Tig the tiger. They went for a walk, then it rained and thundered, and Ellie got scared. Then Red Red saw the house, but the door locked. Red Red got an axe and was hitting the door with the axe. Tig tried to make a hole in the roof, and then he tried to make a hole in the wall. It got worse and worse and worse. Then one of them had a key, but they lost the key and the spare key. Red Red was unaware. The key was hanging right beside the back door. Red Red was so close to breaking the door, and then Tig said, "Stop! We can use the back door. We can use the key to open the back door." They were in the home. Then they closed the door and went to clean their home. Red Red cleaned the bedrooms. Ellie cleaned the bathrooms. Tig cleaned the basement. Then Red Red was then cleaning the bedrooms. Then he cleaned the attic. Ellie was then cleaning the bathrooms. Then they all went into the gloomy basement. Then Red Red, Ellie, Tig went to the basement. Red Red sees 20 bats. And then Mama says, Then he ran up the stairs. Ellie sees a hole in the wall, and water comes out of the wall. So Ellie says, Dig, Redwood, get down here. The basement's filling up with water. So they all got the buckets, but the water was rising up. Then all of them ran upstairs. Then they all slammed the door and hoisted the books to cover the door with the books. Chapter 2, the day got worse. After the basement was covered with books, they went to the kitchen to get some food. But the kitchen was on fire. Redwood said, The kitchen was on fire. Then Tig got the fire extinguisher. Then the kitchen wasn't on fire. And Redwood, Ellie, and Tig said, Yes. Now we can eat, said Tig. Then they all got food. Then they went on the couch and watched TV. Then they put on cartoons on the TV. They were eating the food they had. Then Tig went on the roof. Then Redwood said, Remember what happened last time? Then Tig said, I know, but I'm still going on the roof. Then Tig was fixing the roof. Then Ellie was painting the attic. Then Redwood was in the garden planting. Then he was pulling the carrots out of the dirt. Then the carrot hits him. Then he says, Ow! Then Redwood said, Ow! It was so loud. Then it took Tig off the roof. Then Tig fell on the ground. Then Tig said, Ow! Redwood said, What happened? Said Tig. Then Tig said, I fell off the roof and I'm okay. Said Tig. Well, bye. Said Redwood. Tig said, I'm done fixing the roof. He said, Okay. Said Redwood. Ellie was done painting the attic. After Ellie was done painting, Ellie, Redwood, and Tig went to the beach to find the sand.
Oof. The end. Are you exhausted?
Mm-hmm.
You did a super job there, Preston. Okay. So you had three main characters, three friends.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about them? You had Ellie, Tig, and Redwood. Mm-hmm. Who were they?
Ellie's an elephant
mm-hmm.
that gets scared very easily.
Okay.
Redwood is a red panda. I don't remember his description.
Mm-hmm.
And Tig the Tiger. I don't remember his description as well.
Okay, so which was your favorite animal you researched?
The red panda.
Okay.
I was planning to research a tortoise.
Oh, no way. And what changed your mind?
I just wanted to research a red panda. I was curious.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's good to be curious. Okay, so what were some themes or the main feelings and themes you wanted to talk about or investigate in your story?
What does that mean exactly?
Like, what was your story, what was the goal of your story? So you have your friends working on a house together, lots of cleaning.
The goal was to finish it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And were you wanting to show how they started to work together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard a lot of collaboration in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I also heard some very cool descriptive writing.
Mm-hmm.
Like your gloomy basement.
Mm-hmm.
I could picture it. Mm-hmm. And then the water was rising. Could you picture those things as you wrote
yep.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a favorite part of your story?
All the parts are my favorite.
All of it?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And how did you find the process of writing this story? Because there was a lot to it.
It was a lot of thinking and lots of writing.
Okay. And how do you feel about your finished product, your final Good. Story? Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Do you feel you grew as a writer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You did, eh?
Mm-hmm.
This is a serious piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell us anything else?
And one more thing. I'm surprised this came out in 3 pages.
Yeah, it looks pretty long, doesn't it?
And I wasn't thinking about printing it.
Okay.
This is surprising.
That was surprising for you?
this coming out in 3 pages.
Does it kind of make you think, wow, I am a serious writer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're listening to
Misk and Zanny's Animal Club.
And that was Mr. Preston Harriet with his fine tale. And next up, we have Caden Bessette de Lille here with his profound story called The Farnham Zoo. How appropriate.
All right, mister, tell me your full name.
My name is Caden Bessette de Lille.
Yeah, and you're 9 years old, I hear?
Yeah, 5 months and 10 days, I believe it's before my birthday.
Okay, very cool. So you've got a story for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called The Farnham Zoo.
Okay, take it away.
It was a sunny afternoon at the Farnham Zoo. When T-Bone the colossal dog was taking a walk, he saw Slither the spunky snake. "Do you need help?" T-Bone asked. "Yes, please," Slither said. "Me and the fat rat Cheese need help to save us from the cage." "Please," Slither said. "I'll help you, I swear," said T-Bone. T-Bone is going to try to open the cage, but he can't open the gate. "That won't work. You don't have the key," Slither said. T-Bone said, "I'll try to pull you out through the bars, but they look a bit too tight for you to get through." "Hmm," said Slither. "I have an idea. Go find some butter so we can slip through the bars." T-Bone asks, "Where do you find the butter?" Then Cheese says, "In the cafeteria for sure you'll find it." T-Bone runs to the cafeteria and finds the butter and brings it back to the cage where Slither and Cheese were waiting. T-Bone gives the butter to Cheese and butters up the bars. Slither slides through the metal bars, but Cheese is still stuck. He's too big, so Cheese found a pipe in their cage. Well, he went through, and he was able to get in the underwater pipe. It led Cheese to the sewers and came out of the sewer plate, all excited and happy. T-Bone and Slither were waiting for Cheese. They decided to start walking around. When Cheese went through the pipes, T-Bone and Slither left the tiles arena. They went searching around where the rats are in the zoo. Cheese wasn't there. So T-Bone and Slither went looking around the entire zoo, but they weren't able to find him. They went to the water park and they found him there. So they all hugged each other after they decided to walk towards the exit. Once they went to the exit, a guard popped out in front of them and they were petrified. They realized quickly that if they didn't move, they would get caught. They were brave. They bolted under the guard's legs and entered the forest. They were finally free. A few days later, not eating, they were really, really, really hungry. So T-Bone and Slither and Cheese found a garbage can and by the train tracks, and Cheese and T-Bone knocked it over and they found chicken and bits of sandwiches and some marshmallows. They lived there together for their whole lives. The end.
And look, the train's going by now. Can you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
That feels like it's just part of your story at the train tracks. Cool. So I found you had some really neat settings through the water pipes and the sewers, out by the train tracks. How did you come up with all these different settings?
Well, it is a pretty long story. So how it started, we started by doing a research project
in ELA about our favorite animals. So we did that. After that, I picked a partner, and then we did some plans and stuff. And then once we did the plans and stuff, we had a bit more. We wanted to add a bit more because we found it short. So then we came up with awesome ideas. Sometimes it went harsh. Sometimes my partner got frustrated because sometimes I put some stuff and he found it didn't make sense. But then when he put something, it didn't make sense to me. So we agreed to put something that we both agreed on.
Nice.
And then after that, we made some stuff. And then he was gone for a couple weeks. So I was working on the story for a couple weeks by myself. And I've made a huge progress. I got an 85. Technically, we got an 85.
Okay.
I believe.
And what was your partner's name?
Dakota.
Okay, and he's not here today?
No.
Oh, okay.
Or else he would have been sitting next to me right now.
Right. So you found a way to collaborate. I like what you said. Like, you both didn't agree on some things, so you found a middle ground that you both could agree on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always easy working with people, is it?
No.
But it adds to your story, because you had some really nice color in there. Like words like petrified, bolted. Did you make a big effort to use some like very descriptive language?
Well, it's because we have word of the days.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I've decided to do is to grab some of those and put in our story to make it more interesting.
It did.
And then Dakota had an idea to. So once they came from the forest, they went to a restaurant and ate. But if they would have done that, they would have scared the people away. So then I said, why not they tip a garbage can over at the train track? And he agreed on it.
I really liked that idea and all the chicken and the bits inside the garbage can. That was perfect. Tell us your main characters.
We had Slither, the spunky snake, Cheese, the fat rat, and T-Bone, the colossal dog.
Amazing. Do you see how you've got these other descriptive words in there? These adjectives
actually,
that are adding?
Actually, Cheese is a side character because that wasn't a part of our favorite animal project.
Okay.
So he's a side character in the guard.
Okay. So your snake was your chosen animal?
Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh. Why do you love snakes?
Because I find them interesting, the way they move really quickly without legs and arms.
It is neat, eh? They are so fast. You're right. Okay. And then T-Bone, and then I like that it's not just a rat named Cheese, it's a fat rat named Cheese. That makes me laugh. Okay. Thank you, Caden.
Bye.
I just love the imagery there. That was Caden Bessette-Delisle with his fine tale. And we have one more for you in this episode of Kid Citizen with Miss Kanzani's Animal Club, and we'll finish it off with Logan Gindel. Here we go.
How are you today?
Good.
You're good? Okay, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
And what grade?
I'm in grade 4.
Grade 4. Now, what is the title of your special story?
The Red Pandas and the Cats.
Okay, so you're going to read us your story?
Yeah, and so I'm just alone.
Okay, you wrote this by yourself?
Yeah, before I wanted to have a partner, but no.
Perfect.
I was good by myself.
Perfect.
It was just the way I wanted.
Well, that's great.
Because when you feel together and everybody's, and you two are fighting, like,
you
come
had different
on,
ideas.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to separate.
Yeah. Okay, good stuff. All right, take it away. The Red Pandas and the Cats.
By Logan Gindel. Once upon a time, there was a Mokalo Gindel who was the Red Panda and the Malomi Savak, who was the mother cat. They were in Farnham, and Mokalo Gindel and Malomi Savak lived together, and Mokalo Gindel was in a house with Malomi Savak. Mokalo Gindel has 5 babies. Malomi has 10 babies. No wolf and no people on the sign. And the Mokalo Gindel was red because she forgot that it was raining and forgot to check the weather. Malomi Savak hates rain because cats hate rain. Malomi Savak stayed inside and at the home. Two girls were happy and ate and sleep. Malomi said, "The rain stops." They decided to put on music. The music was thunderstorm and hail bells. Thunderstorm and the red pandas. Kitty loves the music. Sugar, the red panda baby, that was happy and crazy as 100% sure. They had fun. One day after the red panda was good and 100% sure the rain stopped, the cats were great and the cats had fun. One day the red panda said, "We are going to the store." The cat said, "Okay." The red panda went to the store and the red panda left the door open. The wolf went inside the house. The cat yelled, "Help!" The wolf looks orange and black. The wolf was ready to eat the cat, and the wolf came closer and 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 closer. That is a lot of closer. The cat was scared and wished for a way out. The red panda heard the yelling, and the red panda made a person and went back home. The red panda scared the wolf. The red panda saved the day, and the wolf was not there again. The cat was safe again, and it was normal again. The end. Thank you, parents, and your kindness.
That's great. You find that funny?
Yeah.
It's making you giggle?
Yeah,
So who was your audience for this story? Like, who are you writing for?
For the grade one. I was with the grade two, and after I shared it to my class.
Okay. Very nice.
It was like a good thing to show it to my class, because if you do not show it to your class, everybody will do not know what you're gonna say.
Exactly. And it sounds to me that you really practiced on your voice and your expression.
Yeah. Also, reading Ride can read to you. And there's, if you had hard time with words, you will have nothing to worry. It's all done.
Okay. Yeah, you used a lot of expression in your voice in different volumes. That was really, really good, Logan.
Yeah, I changed my volume because you have to know what sounds that the person makes.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. The person that is reading is like the narrative.
Right.
And also, imagine there was a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what the sign... you have to say the sign, like the narrative says, when there's sounds from animals, like one day the red panda said, "We are going to the store."
Mm-hmm.
Their narrative changes the voice when somebody talks, but
when you're a character, you change your voice.
No, so when you're an adult, you also changes your idea.
Speaking about names, last little bit. Your main characters were two cats.
Yeah.
What were their names?
Yeah, Sugar was the red panda.
Okay.
There's five baby red pandas. And when I choose to have it, when you practice, you get more better and better.
Mm-hmm.
When you do not practice, you do like, I do not know what to say.
You're just not ready.
Yeah, and also when I wrote this story, I put music.
Oh, yeah.
Hillbills. There's no bad words. Why does it say Hillbills? That is the name of the song.
Okay. So I was asking about the cats. They had neat names that started with an M, like Morka.
Molo. Me.
Yeah, how did you come up with those names?
I choose to... When I started it, it was just like good.
It just came to
you. I love it. I really love it. But when I started it,
mm-hmm.
I began to do like good.
Yeah. Are you proud of your story?
Like it's
that. Oh, Hell's Bells by AC/DC.
Yeah.
That was your inspiration? Goodness.
That is my favorite song.
Wild.
Well, I wasn't expecting that wild card. Wild is right. Logan Gindel there, and the rest of the class from Miss Kanzani's Animal Club. We will be back with another episode with the rest of those wild animals gearing up to tell you their tales. And all of this was made possible through Desjardins de la Pommeraye and Les Prix Fondation, of which Kid Citizen was a winner. So thank you. Catch you again next time. This is Holly Bailey signing off for the Bedford Farnham CLC.